Regular schedule here on the Extra Bases podcast. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. A regular schedule, Jeremy. Regular. Wow, I can tell you're really excited.
I'm pumped up.
Ready
to go. I'm jacked up.
Not to, you know, there's been some general managers I've seen announce hirings, and they say they're really excited, and they just don't seem that excited. But
was Perry Minasian one of those guys?
Perhaps. Actually, he was a little more excited, I think, than... Anyways, hey, the news, before we get to Ron Washington and his news conference, Joe Espada and his news conference, Thursday night, as we're taping this, John Morosi has a tweet that the Astros have been shopping Jake Meyers, which I don't think comes as any surprise. Astros have discussed Jake Meyers in trade talks with multiple teams in recent weeks. He's not yet eligible for salary arbitration. 678 OPS, played a career-high 112 games last year. At one point, he was a shining star, and then he ran into a wall in Chicago and really hasn't been the same since. I don't know if he was just way in front of his skis that one season, but I just see like a Jake Marisnyk type guy. And I mean, what do you get back for someone like that? Some depth in the bullpen, maybe? 4A guy? What do you think you'd get back for a Jake Meyers?
Well, he is a 4A guy.
That's true.
He's not an everyday guy here. He's a fifth outfielder at best. And look, you know, when we do this, Jason, I shudder for half a second because I don't feel good talking down about Major League Baseball players.
Because they are, as we always say this, they are part of the 1%, the 1%. And
now if I was a blogger or a tweeter in a certain place, I might feel good about talking down about Major League Baseball players or down to anybody.
But there's some bloggers and tweeters that think that, I mean, these guys are easily replaceable, but we'll get to that.
To that one too. But you know, if I was one of those guys who had, I don't know, no field perspective or experience, then I would probably feel better at doing it. Jake Meyers, get this out there now. This is the Bristol and Booth Extra Bases. We say this. He's one of the best players on the planet. Period. One of the best players on the planet. Now, within that fraternity, the best players on the planet, he has a role and he has a value. And he's in a category that can be replaced. The issue with moving Jake Meyers is that somebody's got to believe he's an everyday center fielder. If you think he's a backup outfielder, a 4 or a 5, or even a 4A guy, you're not trading for that guy because you have a guy on the roster you can do that with. Now, maybe if he's a 4, let me rephrase that. If he's a 4, you might be able to go get something prospect, an A-ball, double-A, something like that out of that. But you're not going to get anything of impact unless maybe the Blue Jays, because, you know, as you and I texted and have talked earlier, James Click was very in love with Jake Meyers to the point of, you know, what do you say? Jake Meyers is going to be a star. It was untradeable. It was one of those things kind of like that.
I don't remember that, like that, but.
Yeah, I'm not quoting him directly. Yeah.
Do you believe the Blue Jays are one of the teams perhaps interested in him?
No, I just, that's where James is, right? So it's possible if he loved him as much as he did then that he could have that type of feeling for it now. But that's all speculation. And let me say this before this goes viral with the bloggers and the tweeters. That's just speculation because somebody once upon a time had some interest and really liked a player. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Doesn't mean it's accurate. It just means it's speculation, which having some feel, some education, and not staying at a Holiday Inn Express last night, that might be able to go ahead and have something that, you know, has a little credibility to it. Moving on. You know, his role is replaceable. I don't know what the Astros get for him. For me, I keep him, and he's my 5. I don't know what I'm trying to trade for. I can get something for Chaz McCormick, but if I want McCormick to play here every day, if that's what I'm clearing the way for, then that's what I'm doing. If I want Dubon to play here every day, then I'm not trading those guys either. But those are guys you get value for. You don't get it for a fifth outfielder.
I just pulled something on my phone that it amazes me.
Why do you look like you want to vomit? You look like you want to vomit, right,
Jeremy?
Now.
It is so amazing to me how far this one this one media entity has fallen in. And it's because they were purchased and they're not the same as they once were. They, I don't want to say the name of it, so I'm just going to tell you what it rhymes with. Well, I'll s- sigh, but take out the G and the H. Here's the, and this probably is bloggers and tweeters. So here's the headline, Jeremy. Houston Astros have placed talented star on trade block.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Houston Astros have placed talented star on trade block. Now, I don't know if they write that because people are like, well, maybe Kyle Tucker, maybe it's supposed to be for clickbait. Let that sink in again. Houston Astros have placed talented star on trade block.
We just saw today along those lines, at least I did, I saw a blurb about a woman, a former a reporter who was making stuff up on the sidelines, right?
Yeah, that was crazy,
so,
man.
I mean, you know, if they're doing it there, no wonder the bloggers and the tweeters feel so empowered to make stuff up and talk out of blowholes.
Here's a, here's one line or a couple of lines from this. The struggles in 2023 are likely the reason why the Astros want to move him. Myers could possibly still get a decent return after showing some promise on both sides of the baseball in his 3 years. Any team can use a serviceable outfielder will likely be in the mix here. He isn't going to be a guy who can play every day, but Myers can be a fourth outfielder or even start on a few teams. But again, I will just say this. The headline reads, Houston Astros have placed talented star on trade block.
Now, when you say star, is that the Astros star? And like he brings some
good one. Good one.
Talent. I don't know. I think you're right. It's certainly misleading, but I can say this. If the description is correct, and I'm not saying the description's wrong, okay, for a second division team or a championship team, fourth outfielder, fifth outfielder, depending how you see him, why are they trading him? Why not keep him here? He's got some time. He's not going to get much back for him. You're going to turn around and get exactly what you're trading away. The only reason to do that is if he's bad for the clubhouse. But Jake Myers isn't bad for clubhouse.
No.
And we saw him in the postseason. He was on the taxi squad. So it doesn't make sense to me that this guy is your fifth outfielder, maybe, that you're trading him. It doesn't make sense to me that you trade him unless you expect a low return because you don't have him in your plans at all when he's gone. That's it. But he's talented because he's a top, 1% of 1%. Is he a star within that 1%? No, he is not.
Maybe in a package?
Sure. Maybe a package, some kind of package. I mean, I don't know what kind of package we're talking about. I mean, you can talk about
I'm not talking like Amazon packages.
I don't know. There's a lot of kinds of ways I can go with that. I'm just
All right.
What did Jeter say? There's a lot of different ways I can go with that, but I won't.
Yeah. What were your impressions of Ron Washington's news conference?
I mean, the man is a certifiable legend. Like it's unbelievable what he can do, and they're loving him out there in Anaheim. They're talking about what a leader he is. Every time I read that, I get more and more embarrassed for some of those people that were talking about it here and for the bloggers and the tweeters here that were putting him down. It really is an indictment of people's baseball knowledge more than anything else, as well as their ethics and feel for how they do things to talk about him that way. It's embarrassing. Thankfully, I get to look myself in the mirror and I get to be me. And I ain't got to worry about that, okay? But when it comes to Wash, I'm happy he's in a good home. The game needs more people like Wash. And you know what? As a side note, like we said, it doesn't matter if he was a guy here or not. The Astros deserve to make their decision. They made their decision. Dana made his decision. Jim Crane supported it by not getting in the way of Dana's decision. Or if he'd gotten in the way or disagreed with it, rather, if he didn't get – he just disagreed, he didn't get in the way. He just went and did it. Joe has done his time. He's been on the bench for a while. He's part of this clubhouse. He's a fabric of the team. Nothing wrong with him getting the job. The point wasn't about whether or not Joe Espada got the job here. The point was the classlessness that this city, or let me rephrase, the classlessness that the bloggers and the tweeters went after Ron Washington about. That was terrible. There was even a reporter who's a print reporter that remained nameless who decided he was going to go ahead it was sent to me later, kind of go off. And I laughed because I want the things I wanted to say. I pulled my Derek Jeter line out again. I was like, There's a lot of different ways I can go with it, but I won't.
Because, I applaud you. I applaud you for
because let's say this, Jason, before you go any further. Some of you people that have decided to, couple of you who have decided to talk online like that, have had the opportunity to see me face to face since then, and you have said absolutely nothing. I have been in your straight ahead. I have made sure I positioned myself in front of you, and you have refused to catch my eye. Now, while we're not talking about anything that could get out of hand, it would seem to me if you had so much to say and I was right in front of you, you might want to say it. But you didn't. You didn't. Which means you lose all credibility, all value, and all bravery. And that's something that, while I haven't addressed any, you guys in particular, you know who you are, in particular, directly, I'm standing right here. You know where I'm going to be when I'm at the ballpark.
Yep.
You know what I'm doing. It's not like you can't, I can hide. What one guy described me as? Gigantic human being. Was that large? I mean, we can go there. It doesn't matter. If you do this, be prepared to say it to me here. I will say it to you. I'm not running from you. I continue to say that. So with that said, you lose all credibility, lose all voice, and I laugh at you.
Man, we got it. We got even the what we did on Sports Extra. Woo! Even that.
I didn't see that. I don't pay attention. I didn't see that. What was it?
Was that good? About how I mentioned about the bloggers and the tweeters that Joe Espada is some analytics savior. And it's so funny. He, you know, people analytics first, Joe Espada, analytics savior. And I didn't ask the question. Mr. Baseball did. And I thanked him later because that was going to be my question. What was the first thing that Joe Espada came out of his mouth? I'm going to paraphrase. You need a mixture. You need a balanced approach. So because there are times it's so funny. It's so funny because, and then they asked him about game 5 pinch hitting for Jeremy Pena and pinch hitting for Maldi, right?
It was Maldi, yeah. And he went, it was a good move because he went with, Singleton was second, right? And he went with, was it whoever he went with first?
Yainer Diaz first.
Yeah.
So what was funny was the back half of his answer was, I just had a feeling that if I got two guys on with Jose Altuve up, in fact, here's how it went down, Jeremy, in the news conference. You weren't there. The question was asked by one of our esteemed Spanish speaking reporters. And Joe gave the answer in Spanish. And as soon as I heard Partido Cinco and Singleton, and I said, when he finished, I said, in inglés también. I did not say por favor. I did mean please. And then Joe went through and gave us the whole thing. And that's where we found out that he had a feeling that Jose could do something. And I'm using Joe's words, if he got two guys on base. And, you know, the question was, what is your take on this balance between feel and Muppets? And that's, and he said, it's a balanced approach. So, I'm sure that, it is what it is.
Look, back to Wash. Wash is in a place that loves him and appreciates him. And like I said, Perry came out and he said, look, we're not rebuilding. We're going to give him the arrow. We're going to give him some players. We're going to give him the arrows to do it. And Wash will bring players to Anaheim. Don't kid yourself. He will bring players to Anaheim. Did you see what he said in his little bit of snippet with Eric Young there? He said, we just want you to feel comfortable. We just want you. We're here to support you. That's culture. We want you to feel like you can go out. We're here for you. We got your back. When he said we want to build leaders, that's culture. That's what he's there to do. And Joe Espada is in the right place for him. Good for him. And good for the Astros for getting what they wanted. It doesn't change the way we approach things. It doesn't change the way that we approach people. It doesn't change the fact somebody was out there calling for Dana Brown's head already. You got to be kidding me. He just got here. And the team that he had wasn't even his. It was given to him by the owner. But he did what he had to do with it. So good for Wash. Good for the division, truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for the Astros. They got what they want. I'm happy for Joe, and I'm happy for Ron.
Ron's money quote was, our whole focus is going to be to run the West down, and you can take that to the bank and deposit it. Oh my God.
That's my guy. Woo! That's my guy.
And they plan to be aggressive. That's Perry said, you know?
Yeah, and I'll say this right now on camera. He said to say hello to you.
Who's that, Perry?
Wash.
Oh, Wash. Okay.
Yes. He said, hey, that's your guy from the World Series that I met. I was like, yeah. He said, don't want to say hi.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll see him. I haven't looked at the schedule.
Wash is such a good-hearted human being, man. And you know what? Joe is too. Espada is too. It's going to be fun watching these guys in the West. If the A's ever gave Kotze a team, like they ever gave him a team, right, they'd be pretty good too, because Kotze's a pretty good manager. He ain't bad. He's had a tough hand to deal with. And in the West, even Service has done a better job. The Mariners are a little bit confused, I think, at the moment is probably the right way to say it. But, the Texas is Texas. I mean, you know, the West is going to be a lot of fun with these guys leading these teams. There isn't a bad manager yet in the West, and Espada deserves benefit of the doubt. So good for him and good for Wash. And I'm happy to see what that's going to be. And I'm happy that I get to wake up, look myself in the mirror, and know I didn't act that way.
And occasionally, unfortunately, with the new X Twitter, sometimes my settings don't get to following. It goes to whatever. And this populated into my feed the other day. Obviously, the talk about Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman and whether they can finish their careers in Houston, and what's it going to take, and will it be possible? And hey, here's somebody among the tweeter crowd that, like, here's somebody that gets it. Ben on the top talking about Bregman. Hilarious how naive some of y'all are to think we're just going to replace Alex Bregman with someone in our minor league system. Blank is laughable. You all truly don't understand how blanking good he is. He's right. He's right.
Wow. I mean,
he's right.
He is right. He's correct. Right.
Steady.
Woo, child.
Good.
Oh, man.
Steady. Yeah.
How can we turn around and say that we can, you don't replace that? Do people have any idea how hard it is to find a regular, everyday Major League Baseball player?
Well, one of the comments below blew my mind was about, hey, how about Shea Whitcomb?
Who?
Dude's 25, man. Who? He's 4 years younger than Alex Bregman. 25. And again, he's one of the best players on the planet. He's made it to AAA, but he ain't no Alex Bregman.
I say this in general for people everywhere in this fan-oriented commentary. It's one thing to be a homer. Be a homer. Support your team. You know, home on the range. You know, be your homer. But you got to also be acting with a reason. There's a way to support your club. I mean, I'll give a little full disclosure about myself. I've never been an Astros hater. I've been a culture hater. I have completely said that the players in this team are good. They are good people. They go at it. They compete. And I've never blamed them for what happened in 2017, only because it wasn't illegal till it was illegal. So I haven't blamed them. And if they don't know, they don't know. Now, what I have said is the people around that who created that culture should be banished from the game. And the guy that was the architect of that, adios. Now, when it comes to the rest of that, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. It doesn't mean we have to gaslight ourselves into saying, well, the rest of the league was doing, you don't know that. You might assume, might be right, but you don't know, right? And so when it comes to what we're talking about with Alex Bregman, thinking you can replace that kid, who is somebody who's not a kid anymore, he's a man. He's always going to be a kid to me, is, you know, because I scouted him since he was 14 years old. I saw him play then. But thinking you replace that guy, somebody who I was actually hard on once upon a time, as far as how he was carrying himself, he's grown up. He embraces the city. The guy's doing high fives and HEB commercials. You know, I mean, he's really part of the fabric.
Jeremy, he's helped establish the culture of that clubhouse.
Without question, he has grown up. I've been honored. It's actually an honor for us to watch that happen, to watch such a good group of people, which he's a central figure, do what they do in this city. You know, you don't have to agree with them. We don't have to agree with, like, I don't think Lance McCullers should ever start. That don't mean I take away from what he can do. I mean, I take away from who he is and how much he loves the city, right? And I think he's replaceable in the right role. I think he's a very good person in the right, good piece in the right role. He's got some value. To think you can replace Alex Bregman with a 25-year-old third baseman in the system is a little bit baffling. It's not optimistic. It's baffling. And the reason why is because if you know as much as you say you do, and this isn't an insult, this is just a statement of fact. If you know as much as you say you do, then you understand that Alex Bregman was here at 22 years old. He's 29 now. He's got another year on his contract, and he deserves a 7-to-7-year deal on the backside, right? 10 and 300 is a lot. I saw somebody put that out there. I don't know about that, but 7 and 200 is okay. And, you know, 7 and 8 and 250 is all right. I mean, you never know. Alex is the type of guy that with his legs and feet underneath him can impact the lineup for a long time, and he can play the heck out of some third base. He can also go over to second. And if you ask him, he fills in at shortstop, and he's in the middle of his prime right now. He's not the type of body that wears down. He's the type of guy you want to keep here. Now, can you afford Tucker and Altuve and Bregman? I don't know. I don't know. It's not my money. I don't know.
And that's really the story. But just to think that you can automatically replace him.
Yeah, I think that Jim Crane will find a way to do it if he can, because he hates to lose. I think we all have seen that. Hates to lose. Once he got a taste of winning, he hates it. And so if he can do it, he's going to do it. But you can't replace that guy. That's tough to even consider in some of the comments around that, Jason, which I didn't see. Not, I saw one. I didn't see the rest of them. I try to minimize my brain cell loss, so I only saw what you saw one. That's a bad. I don't want to say it's a bad take, but can I put the clown emoji on? I don't know. It's not something you want to do with that guy. You can replace Jake Myers. Bregman's a lot tougher.
Adam Spolane from Sports Radio 610 brings up a good point. He actually used the same comp that I did, Jake Marisnyk, and he said, listen, the Astros got Blake Taylor for Jake Marisnyk, and Blake Taylor was a pretty serviceable reliever for a couple of years until he got hurt. Now, Blake Taylor was actually drafted pretty high. He was a high draft pick.
Yes, he was.
Kind of was spinning his wheels in the Mets system. But, yeah, I mean, you might be able to get a lower level arm. I think we just discussed that, so...
Taylor going the second round. I mean, I had him in the West Coast. I think he did. We did my report on him at one point.
We did.
It was here.
We've kind of gotten away from that, haven't we?
Yeah, because there's so much to talk about here.
Well, and I don't want to bring up the 322nd player on your list who, other than his family, most people probably won't know the name. Well, then again, the number of people who actually, you know what? The number of people within the industry who listen and watch this podcast, they actually probably would know most of the names. So you know what? My apologies. I shouldn't generalize like that.
There's a lot of times, and I'll say this, there's a lot of times that I go out to places or you go out to places, and we know by comments that people are paying attention and listening and they watch what we're doing. I go to conferences, I go to meetings, and people talk about our content, and it's good to see that the people around the industry that know what they're talking about pay attention, right?
Blake Taylor Blake Taylor, second round of the 2013 draft, and
Toronto Blue Jays?
No, Pirates.
Pirates took him. Okay. And
then he got traded to he was a part of the Ike Davis deal.
The Mets.
Love me some Ike Davis back in the day, man.
That's when you were in Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah. And then he went from, 2019. So who's the general manager in 2019, December 5th, 2019?
In New York?
Astros.
December 5th of 2019 was Jeff Luhnow.
Yeah. Another good trade, man. He got.
Did a great job.
He got Blake Taylor, and then he got Kennedy Corona, who was just added to the 40 man to protect him from the Rule 5. They got him for Jake Marisnyk. Kennedy Corona, I mean, good outfielder defensively, has some pop in his bat, maybe a fourth outfielder type, but hey.
Jeff Luhnow and company did a very good job in trades, waiver claims, and free agency.
Great job. I think borderline great job.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they did a better job in the international market than we thought through 2015. Right after that, it just kind of went, and that's just part of it, because they stopped scouting it. they shut it down. They got rid of their pro scouts in 2017, and they got rid of the stuff around that. They just didn't continue. So nothing's taken away from his contributions to the game on that side. Did a good job. You know, helped take what was left for him by Bobby Heck and company and added some pieces to it, no doubt about it. Some pieces, not many, but some, and then flipped all that stuff. So, you know, that was what they did. That's sometimes GMs, they come in and that's their job. And he did a good job at that. So there's no doubt in taking it from him. Blake Taylor is a good example. If they get a Blake Taylor back for Jake Myers, it's a good trade.
My apologies to Kennedy Corona. He's 23. So he played 23 this year, basically 111 games. So mostly in double A. He hit, there's a lot of swing and miss, man. He was 244 with a OPS of 789, 136 strikeouts, 52 walks, 22 homers, 32 steals. So there's tools there, and he's a good defensive outfielder. So, he'll be a big leaguer. He'll be a big leaguer.
Good. Well, again, you know, good pieces are hard to come by. If you get a Blake Taylor for the, which was the trade you were talking about for Myers and Spillane brought up, that's a good grab. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good way to do it.
All right. Well, I kind of scribbled down some notes on my notepad, and I think we got to everything. So, again, I'm just excited. This is 3 weeks in a row. 3 weeks in a row as we keep the momentum. And, got to give the people what they want, Jeremy. Content.
Well, we're definitely doing that. I'll tell you that right now.
So. Got to give them. Unfortunately, you were not up on when you were smiling there, you were not up on camera, but now you are. So, all right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up. Do you have anything else to add, Jeremy? Just a smile. All right, everybody, that's it. Thanks for listening to Extra Bases with Bristol and Booth. We love all the comments. I didn't even check the YouTube comments to see what people were saying.
We don't need to read the comments. I mean, some of this stuff is just like, come on. You know, we'd love to be constructive with you, but if you're, I don't know. I thought that commercial I posted from Holly Inn Express, Cal Ripken signing the book, and the guy passes out, and the guy goes, is there a doctor? Or he goes, hey, I'm a doctor. Give him some room. I'm a doctor. And then he goes, did anyone stay at a Holly Inn Express last night? It's what it feels like. What it feels like in this crazy world. Oh, boy. Gotta love it.
I will read this one. My favorite guys for Astros coverage and insight.
There it is.
Someone said, I would have never expected Dusty to use the same excuse as a kid that is quitting Little League Baseball. What coach isn't used to critics?
Hold on a second. I'm going to go with that one right there. Can I go with that one? Good. Thank you so much for allowing me to do it.
That's 6 minutes.
It's not about that. It's about the classlessness that you have with it. Just because you're a fan doesn't mean you get the right to be abusive. We didn't even talk about going after Martin Maldonado's family. It's the same group of people that did that. That's why I said last time, what kind of people are these? You get no credibility, and especially when somebody's standing in front of you and you just walk right by. Hey, you're this, and you're this, and you're this, and you're this, and you said this, and then that person's like this. And you just keep rolling. And there were witnesses too. Okay, so let's just get back to you guys, whoever you are that want to behave that way, understand you're embarrassing yourselves, and the rest of you guys who have some class, everybody's going to love you, want to say what you want to say, do it with class, dignity and class. Good? Good.
That's the last word, everybody. Also, Bernie's barking, so.
My guy.
Love you, Bern. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to another episode of Extra Bases with Bristol and Booth. Till next time, leave your comments, questions, concerns, blah, blah, blah below, and we'll get to whatever on the next Extra Bases. Take care, everybody.